楽に腰をかけてください。外界から離れて孤立した気持ちになり、まぶたをゆっくり下げ、目を閉じてください。そして横になってください。呼吸を合わせ、腹式呼吸になっていく。自分のリズムに合わせてリラックスしてください。ゆっくり呼吸をしてより深く、それとも深いよりゆっくりと感じる。また、自分の呼吸をよりゆっくり、より深く、それともより深く、よりゆっくり感じるかもしれない。体が落ち着けると同時に、物音が耳までに届いても、私の声を聞き続けてください。外の物音、その物音がだんだんと離れていく。安らかでゆっくり離れていくもののように、また自然に続いていくこの催眠状態を助ける物音。時々自分の意識は体の感覚に左右をされる。時々は私の声に反応し、私の声の音色とリズム、落ち着いたくつろいだリズム、意識は外れていく。今行われている体験に完全に流れていく。この心地よい体験を自分の顔に移行させてください。顔の筋膜緩みがだんだんと顔のすべての筋肉を得ていくと同時に、違った感覚が体に現れていくのを感じる。一つ一つの息が混乱されるような思考を取り除く厄介なイメージ、心地よい感覚に変えられる。満足感が体中の筋肉に広がっていく。そしてその気持ちよい緩みが続いていくと同時に、体が重くなっていく。だんだんと重く、その重さを自分の安楽に座っている。表面の体の跡のように感じる。心地よい感覚で重く、気苦労、心配、不便な感覚から和らげるように、体と精神をたどるこの静かさと休息の中で落ち着きを選んでください。和らぐ感覚、それとも和らげて体が和らっていくのを選ぶか感じる。自分の精神がリラックスしていくのを利用し、感覚に流され、リラックスしながら和らいでリラクセーションを利用して、体と精神が前よりより深くリラックスするのを思い出している間、潜在意識を自分のくつろぎのレベルに調節する。このリラックスを強調させるため、この深いくつろぎをよりよく利用するために、体はより多くの感覚を感じていく。このくつろいだ感覚は腕の方へ進行していき、残す需要のあるものを腕の筋肉、肘、前腕、手首、手、一つ一つの指に残し、腕がだんだんと重くなっていく。非常に重く、無常力な感覚を感じていく。安楽に思う。足は緩く、深く重く、リラックスし続けるための深さと同じくらいの深さで、徐々に、もも、膝、ふくらはぎ、そして足を届くまで、足首、かかと、一つ一つのつま先が完全に くつろいでいく。体が和らぎ、再生し、治り、回復すると同時に、自分の神経系が休止したかもしれない。それが落ち着き、すべての細胞を再生している。精神が休むと同時に、この修復された意識の範囲にゆっくり滑り込む。脳波の速度が完全に落とされていて、一番深い自分自身に静かに潜り込む。目が内部に入っていくように、内部を体感、気持ちと伝え、進行するために引き継ぐように、体に解決する穏やかさ、穏やかさと満足感に感謝する。体の中のここ、しかし同時に遠いところ、それが潜在意識に再生されるよう、されるように深いリラクセーションがくつろいだ状態に散りばめられ、ゆっくり、深く、ゆっくり、体と精神が休息し、潜在意識は起きている。超えるすべての催眠の提案に接近でき、私が1から10までに数えるように、下へと深い下へ進行していくために、ゆっくり穏やかに数え、脳波のリズム、ゆっくりなリズム、超なリズム、催眠のリズムが届くまで、10、9、8、と数が減少していくほど波が遅くなっていきます。7、6、5、リラックスな状態と催眠状態の間の途中、4、3、不安に近い、催眠な不安。2、1。
What's the time? Glossary. What's the time? Busy. Coming up. Have to take. A flight. Did. Auxiliary of the past.To make arrangements, to come, to pick someone up, to pack one's luggage, everything. To start, verb ending in ing, yesterday, to check, in case, to forget, forgot, forgotten, something, to stay, for 3 days, then, to be excited,So, to leave. Actually, tomorrow. So stressed. To need to set the alarm. So that, ready, by, a class, an hour and a half. To come back home.Fresh, to free, freed from. Anxiety, can, never. To relax, to unwind. There are, plus plural noun. To argue, to keep one's cool. Sometimes, to read, online, usefulTo mean, to plan, ahead, to give, a view, clear, priority, urgent, or to follow a schedule. Undoubtedly, necessary, to make a list, to set a deadline, to make sense, to rationalize, exactly, to make a modification, to modify, don't have to, don't need to take a second look, according to plan. Grammar. Obligation review. Must. Modal of obligation for the present tense. Equivalents to must are the verbs need or have to. We can also use the impersonal phrase, it is necessary. Mandatory for. Object pronoun to verb bare infinitive form. Example, I must go. I need to go. I have to go. It is necessary for me to go. Vocabulary. Time. In English, when we want to ask the time, we ask, what time is it? Or, what's the time? An hour consists of 60 minutes. Every minute consists of 60 seconds. The usual time format is 0 to 12. For airports, trains, we use the 24-hour format. Example. My flight takes off at 6 p.m. My flight takes off at 1800 hours. When we tell the time, we don't say hour or minutes. To refer to time in the morning, we put a.m. after the time. Example, it is 6 a.m. It is 6 in the morning. To refer to time in the afternoon or at night, we put p.m. after the time. Example, it is 8 p.m. It is 8 at night. Or 20 in airports, train stations, and time schedules. What's the time? We can tell the time the way we see it on our digital display or digital alarm clock. 6 is 6 o'clock. It is 6. It is 6 sharp. When there are minutes, we refer to the minutes, then the hour. Between the minutes and the hour, we put past. Examples. 6:04. It is 4 past 6. 6:10. It is 10 past 6. 6:15. It is 15 past 6. Or, it's a quarter past 6. 6:30. It is 30 past 6. Or, it is half past 6. 6:45. It is 45 past 6. When we are minutes away from the next hour, we can tell the time in a different way. We use the numbers of minutes before the time, which is the next hour. Between the two, we put 2. 6:45. It is 15 to 7. It is quarter to 7. 6:50. It is 10 to 7. 50 past 6. 6:55. It is 5 to 7. It is 55 past 6. Miscellaneous. When the time on your watch is not right, we say that the watch is early or late. Time. What time is it? It's 1 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock. It's 3:30. It's 4:10. It's 5:15. It's 6:15. It's noon. Midday. It's midnight. It's 9 a.m. It's 10 p.m. It's 5 o'clock sharp. In the morning. In the afternoon. It is 7:12. In the evening. At night. And now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. I have a very busy week coming up. I have to take a flight to a conference at 14:15.
14:15. Did you make all the arrangements?
Well, I have a taxi that comes to pick me up at 12.
Did you pack your luggage and everything?
I started packing yesterday at 11 p.m., but I must check in case I forgot something. I have to stay for 3 days in Belgium, then another 3 days in Switzerland. I'm very excited.
So, when are you actually leaving?
I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm so stressed that I need to set the alarm for 7 a.m. so that I'm sure I'll be ready by 8 o'clock. I want to go to a relaxation class for an hour and a half and then come back home, fresh and freed from anxiety.
I can never relax. When there are exams, a lot of stress. When people argue, I cannot keep my cool. I sometimes read blogs online, but it is never useful, really.
I think good organization, planning ahead, gives you a clear view of your future. You need to give priority to what is urgent or important and follow the schedule. It is very useful and undoubtedly necessary to make lists and set a deadline.
It makes sense. I think it is necessary to rationalize.
Exactly. I planned everything 1 month ago. Last week, I made some modifications so that I don't have to take a second look or change everything after. Everything's fine. Going according to plan.
When are you leaving today?
My lesson finishes at 5:30. Then I'm going to the gym from 6 p.m. to 8:30.
What a schedule. Well, I've got to go now. Have a nice day and nice conferences.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs, you stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids, you open your eyes, and you're now completely de-hypnotized.